could please. I'm gonna tell you a story.
I thought maybe we were going to play, like, that thing, that song.
I was, but I didn't get it up in time.
Oh. Jim the Poet says he didn't get it up in time, and I think that's kind of the story of his life. Hello, everybody.
The story of my life so far.
Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU. I'm Bronwyn C. With me is Jim the Poet. I had to play that song that we started with, which was the Standells doing Dirty Water.
I love that Dirty Water.
Boston,
you're my home.
Jesus. And I didn't want to play it, but I had to play it, so.
You didn't want to play it?
No, of course not.
What?
I wanted to play something about Atlanta, but I didn't get
that. Are there any
chance.
Songs about Atlanta?
There probably
too
are
too legit
of,
to quit, or?
No, there's a lot of, you know, like, a lot of the Atlanta fans are big rappers from the 90s. Like, it looks like a 90s stadium tour or something in the front row of those things. It's like
Ludacris.
All these guys that are, like, old and old, yeah, they're all down there rooting for the Falcons.
I got the theme song coming up from Young Legs.
Oh, yeah? Finally? Should I put it on?
Finally.
Finally? You have it finally
what do you mean?
Ready?
It's coming in time.
We started the show already.
I mean, there's always time for Young Legs.
Okay, go ahead.
Ron C is an Iowa firecracker. She's as pretty as a 6'9".
Throat on mic.
Cleared the throat during
yeah,
the song.
Can't help it.
Ask the studio B man on the playlist. Oh no, save yourself. It's Aaron Hernandez.
Just a game. Let's go and start radio.
Everything's going to be A-okay.
Sure it is. And I want to congratulate the Falcons on winning the Super Bowl this Sunday. Congratulations. Sunday, whenever it was. Yes,
Sunday.
Congratulations.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes, Super Bowl Sunday, yes. Many people have said the Falcons won the Super Bowl. And we know that the mainstream media hasn't covered the Super Bowl very much. I mean, there's hardly been any stories about
Hardly any.
But we're here to say congratulations on Sportsy Talk to the Falcons. There are some other. I've heard some other outlets that are saying that the Patriots won, but that is fake sports.
That's fake sports.
Fake sports. Sad. Fake sports. It's sad. And we're here to present some alternate facts about the Super Bowl. And the fact is that the Falcons did win.
Send us your alternate facts at 949-JIM-WFMU. You can also wish me a happy birthday because it's my birthday this week.
Yeah, your birthday's tomorrow, right?
I think so. I don't know. I had a little tequila before the show.
Now
I'm getting
celebrating, getting a little hazy. You don't even know how old you are now.
Where am I?
That's good. Yeah.
Why am I here?
Yeah, well, that's a good question.
Carmichael said, are you going to play the Bob Cuban song, The Cheater? Do we know how the Patriots cheated? They came back. Like, what was it, 25 points? The biggest comeback in the history of the playoffs? But we don't know how they cheated. If you have any theories, let us know.
We do know that Tom Brady's jersey disappeared after his game-worn jersey.
Allegedly.
That he put in a bag. Not unlike the bag that Kyle Shanahan had his had the playbook in that got stolen and then returned.
Yeah.
So Tom Brady put his game-worn jersey in a bag.
In a bag.
Because that thing's worth a lot of money. I just found out today from you that actually his wife, Gisele Bündchen, is worth more than he is, which I was surprised.
I told you that?
Yeah, you told me that she's worth $400 million and he's worth $200
million. I don't remember telling you that. I didn't even have any idea how much she's worth. I mean, I'm sure she's worth billions of dollars.
Do you think it was Call Screener John?
Call Screener John is a wise man.
He is. He's very smart. And he's really
handsome
the most,
man, wise
the
man.
Most, the most important member of the
very
most
important
trusted team in sports talk.
Incredibly important.
We couldn't do this show without Call Screener John.
Oh, also, I'm having a
his tequila.
A midlife crisis.
Yeah, oh, you are?
Yeah, yeah.
How do you know?
How do I know that I'm having one?
Yeah.
Well, because I dyed my hair blonde. I don't really have a lot of hair.
Oh, is that why that happened?
Yeah, it was like a little.
It was a midlife crisis?
Midlife crisis. I thought
you were just trying to look like Roger Goodell. It's kind of gingery colored, you know, more than blonde. Well, it's kind of reddish.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't do a very good job. I don't really.
I kind of like it.
Know what I'm doing.
I actually think the color's.
You think
kind
it's
of,
okay?
I think the color's sort of becoming, but I think you need to do like all your facial hair the same. You know.
I don't. Yeah, Ben didn't want me to. I don't know. He thought I would wreck my face with the.
Yeah,
stuff.
With the bleach, with the stuff.
So I don't know if I'm going to try to post a picture on the boards.
Oh, good luck.
Of what I look like with the hair, and you guys could tell me to shave or keep.
Shave or keep.
Shave or keep.
That's the choice. Huh?
Yeah, I'm working on that.
Well, so the governor of Texas, because the Super Bowl was played in Houston.
It was, yes.
And that's where the game-worn jersey disappeared from the locker room, from the locker.
Yeah.
Right? So the governor of Texas has brought out the
Texas Rangers.
Is that who they are? The Texas Rangers?
Yeah, like Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Walker, exactly. Texas Ranger.
Yes, the Texas Rangers. He's ordered them to look for the jersey, but I know where the jersey is.
You do?
I do. I know who took it.
Is it on eBay?
No.
Who took it?
Julian Edelman.
Julian Edelman took it?
Julian Edelman took it.
How do you know they took it?
So he could have sex with it.
He does have a sort of strange.
He has a thing. He has a bond. He has a thing. For Tom Brady. And I think, and
he's
I was thinking,
moved like, close to him in California just in case Tom
just
needs
in,
him.
Needs something. Yes. And I think, you know, the thing is, Tom Brady, you know, his sweat has got to have a very distinct odor because he has this weird diet. He has a chef who prepares all his.
I know
food
he's
for
no
him,
white flour.
Know?
He's never had a strawberry.
Yeah.
He's never had any coffee.
He doesn't eat tomatoes. There's all these things he doesn't eat. He has a chef who makes his dinners, and he has this really restricted, weird, made-up diet that he follows. And so, you know, that's
made up. I mean, the guy's like 40. You know, he's still playing in a very high-end,
maybe
know.
It works, but it's got to affect the smell of his sweat.
You don't think he smells good?
No, I think his sweat smells
I think
smells
he smells
odd.
Amazing.
I think his sweat smells distinctive, right? I think he has a distinctive sweat smell, and that's probably what Julian Edelman, you know, was craving, and so he took the jersey. That's what I think. I think they should check Julian Edelman's bag. I think they'll find it. Because you can't sell it. It's like nobody would steal his jersey.
Why can't you sell it?
Because
save it for a while and then sell it on the black market.
Yeah, but who's going to buy it?
I mean, somebody will always buy it.
Somebody will always buy it. Yeah. And then they'll always trace it back to you, and then you'll get
it. How? How are they going to trace it back?
How are they going to...
The guy got away with it already. I mean, he's not at the Super Bowl right now.
We don't think. We don't know. Maybe he's hiding. Maybe Julian Edelman
he's still
is
hiding. It's like
he's
the Inside hiding. Man movie with the
where he's still inside the
bank.
Yeah, where the
I don't want to ruin it for everybody who hasn't seen that movie.
That is the greatest movie. Is that what that's called, Inside Man?
Inside Man.
I saw that on TV and
Spike Lee directed it.
I keep watching it over and over again.
I'm always surprised.
There, you're always surprised when you see it again.
Because the guy's sleeping in the bank.
Yeah.
He's dirty.
Yeah, I know he's all smelly.
Smells like Tom Brady. Sweaty like Tom Brady.
Exactly. All right, that's what I know about the Super Bowl.
That's the whole thing?
That's
you watched the Super Bowl, first of all, because you've been banning. You haven't been doing any of that.
I did. I watched it.
What do you think?
Well, it was odd because I haven't watched other games this season. So it was strange to see a football game.
Yeah.
And to see the teams and stuff. And I was so pleased to see the Falcons just mopping up the field with the Patriots. That was delightful.
They did that in the first half,
yeah,
and a first half and half of a quarter,
yeah, and then the rest of it was just, I mean, when they went into OT, I left the television on, but I didn't look at it
because you knew disaster was looming.
I knew I couldn't stand to watch it. I just left it on and listened to it, sort of, and I was just like, oh, I just knew, yeah, it was awful. But you must have been thrilled. I'm sure you identify with that.
I had to watch it. I had to rewind and watch it a couple of times because I didn't believe it had actually happened. Because like they're coming back and you're going, all right, well, they're making a close game of it. But, I mean, they're down by 25 points.
It probably didn't actually happen. Probably, actually.
But it did. Somehow it did.
Somebody just tried to call me from 212.
Isn't that the guy who's calling in tonight?
No, he's...
Do you have to go make a call?
No, I don't know who it is.
So maybe it's somebody good.
Maybe it's like
could be Mike Francesa.
asking
you to take over.
Take over. Hey, speaking of taking over, you're going to be doing the morning show this Thursday and Friday.
Oh, that's this Thursday and Friday?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. What?
Didn't you didn't know?
What time does that show start?
6 a.m.
What? How am I going to get up at 6 a.m.?
You got to get up way before 6 a.m. because the robot broke, and you're going to have to come in and pull records and do your show that way.
No problem.
CDs and things, yeah?
I am ready to serve.
I don't think it's really fair that you have to audition under different circumstances than the rest of the people who audition.
Well, Billy Jam doesn't have the thing?
You know, Billy Jam's a pro.
Are you saying I'm not a pro?
I don't know what you are. I'm sure you'll be fine. I'm sure you'll be excellent.
It's going to
be
amazing.
Delightful.
I've been planning
the
show.
It'll be amazing. Yes, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be
planning the show all month.
Okay, then.
I'm ready.
You have two shows, though.
Uh-oh.
So you've only been planning one.
Yeah, the first show's really planned. The second show is like, oh, no, man. I only really planned that first show.
Oh, well. Okay. But, you know, good luck. I think you'll do a good job.
I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, I think so.
And I hope people listen and text me there.
And all the morning shows are archived on WFMU.org.
Yeah, I've listened to a lot of them. I mean, everybody's done a great job, so yeah. I have no idea how they're going to decide.
It's, yeah, people are
They're just going to throw 10 people into a pit, and the three that
crawl out alive will
be immediately put on the air.
That's possibly the case. I was just disappointed that no women tried out. You know?
I was hoping some women. I thought Stashu might try out or you know.
Yeah, I mean, can you think of any other female DJs?
I would love to see. I think the best morning show would be Frangry and Michelle would be an amazing.
Really?
That it must listen radio in the morning if they could get up. But they must have real jobs and stuff like that.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, I think most of the women are actually, you know,
yeah, they're
jobs,
like, they are actually like have
employed,
real adult lives.
Yeah.
As opposed to
guys
me and the guys
who
are like, hey, man, I'm here anyway. What's going on? I'm here all day. What's happening?
Hey.
I think my show will be dedicated to day drinking, though.
I meant to go on the Twitter and do
how's
one
the Twitter
last.
Doing?
I wanted to go on the. We have a Twitter, Sportsy Talk at Sportsy Talk.
And, I just posted my Blondie.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. If you go to at Sportsy Talk and then I don't know, search at Sportsy Talk and you'll see my.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that you remembered the. I didn't know you remembered.
No,
the
I tweeted from my thing to it.
Oh, to it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
The password's really complicated. My password for my thing is it could be hacked by Russians in seconds.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Not a problem.
Okay, well, I meant to go on the Twitter and do another one more push for our special guest tonight, NBA Cat Watch. Alex from NBA Cat Watch is going to be with us shortly.
Imminently,
and we will talk to him, and we have some questions from listeners who tweeted us questions in advance, and I have to find them. Here they are. So,
the schedule does say, Steve says Michelle's trying out.
She is. When?
Awesome. I think next week. They have people after me.
Oh, they do? Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, they saw that I was going to be last, and they're like, oh, man, whatever. So Michelle's trying out. So Michelle's
awesome.
That's
good. Yeah, that's good.
So there's a lady.
I'm glad. I'm glad to hear that. I didn't
know. Stashi was on the list, too, so maybe Stashi's trying out.
I didn't know this. This is awesome. Congratulations.
The future is female,
as
Hillary Clinton said today.
She said that.
I hope it's like this, the close future, not like the future in 4 million.
She's gonna keep going until
what?
Going to what? I mean, she can do lots of things. There's lots of good that she can do in the world,
no,
but I don't think she
she's
should.
Gonna run
she should
not. She's gonna start running again next year.
No, she's
year.
Not. What's
she
gonna run for?
She's gonna run for president. What do they got against her now? Nothing.
She already got
3 million more votes. She's just gonna keep running until she wins, man.
She's never gonna win.
She could win against this Trumpy character.
She couldn't. She didn't. Too
bad. I mean, that's just because those people.
Loser.
No, they'll all be so depressed that they won't vote for the next one.
I don't know about that. I mean, it's not like they're going to have elections again.
Ever again?
Elections are over.
Okay.
That's not happening.
That's fine. I didn't really like voting either. It's like you're in a line.
Yeah. By the time it comes around, they won't do that anymore.
You're like, whatever, man.
Yeah. Elections are over. Democracy's done. Forget it.
Oh, by the way, so the Patriots are having a giant...
Can I just turn your mic off whenever you say Patriots?
Yeah, I mean, you could.
Oh, okay, go
ahead.
You
know, it's my birthday.
Oh, that's right, it's your birthday. Oh, yeah, that's why I played that song for you. Okay, go ahead. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Hmm?
44 years old.
I got you a cake.
I never thought I'd really... I know, the cake was wonderful. Thank you very much.
Is that a good cake?
John got me some tequila.
Yeah, that was
probably... So I'm lying down beneath the desk right now.
Covered in chocolate icing,
like, everything's beautiful.
Words. Yeah.
During the Patriots parade today, the Bruins decided to can their because they figured no one would be paying any attention to the hockey.
We have to tell our listeners: Boston Bruins are the Boston
hockey team,
and the Boston Patriots,
New England Patriots, are the New England Patriots.
Yeah,
winners of the Super Bowl, which you might have watched.
And they were having a parade for them today in Boston.
Because they won the Super Bowl somehow.
So they thought
down 25 points.
They thought everybody... I thought it was down more than that, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Wait, what was it? It was like 28-3. Yeah, that's 25
points.
That's 25 points, technically. Yeah, down 25 points. Okay.
They missed a field goal, remember? It just like comically went flying the other way.
Yeah, just it like hit the right side. It hit the right side of the upper right.
Whatever. Yeah, like who cares?
Like, whatever.
Great.
We're losing.
Awesome.
Too bad.
That's you hear that sound?
Yeah, I made it.
Is that a UFO?
Oh,
are you hitting the desk again?
No, I did.
I had to listen to the last week's show to hear because you were pounding on things
and I could hear things. Yeah.
But you couldn't hear them on the air.
Oh, that's lucky.
So it just made me sound like a lunatic when I was why are you banging things that people are going to be going crazy on the air? But none of that.
See?
That's why you're such a pro.
Because I can drive you insane.
You
I can gaslight you on the air
you know
and no one else
bang.
Can hear it.
Yeah, you know what to bang around.
Yeah, I used to bang a
so
lot.
So the Patriots are having a huge party today in Boston.
Yes.
And the Bruins are like, hey, I have a great idea. Let's fire our coach during this.
So no one will notice.
No one will pay any attention.
Why don't they want people to pay attention that they're firing their coach?
I think the coach is bad. He won a Stanley Cup with the team.
How long ago? How long ago?
I mean, 2001, 2011.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a long time.
That's
2011. 6 years ago. It's not his fault. Those fans up there, they're not loyal.
Who's not loyal?
They just want winners. They don't care
about the
team.
What are you talking about? You're talking about New York now. You're talking about Yankees fans. Yankees fans. The Bruins fans are great fans. They didn't have anything for 40 years. Then they won one, and they're feeling good, and, you know,
losers.
They keep trying. And
losers.
They're losers.
They're losers.
When's the last time the Rangers won a Stanley Cup? The 90s.
No, they won a couple years ago.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Is this alternate facts?
No, this is true.
And this is alternate facts of sports, brought to you by Bronwyn C.
Alternate sports.
Alternate sports. Yankees win every year. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, I think our special guest is on the air, is on the line. Let's see if this works. All right, wait, do I have the phone
I'm
on?
Still clapping.
Yes.
Because it's
phoning.
A good sound.
Oh, wait, that's the DAW.
You know what's going on?
That's
someone hung up.
Where's the phone?
Where's the phone?
This one's the phone. WFMU, you're possibly on the air with Sportsy Talk.
Hi, it's Alex from NBA Cat Watch.
Yay! Alex from NBA Cat Watch, welcome to Sportsy Talk, and we're so pleased you're with us tonight.
Wow.
Thanks. I'm a big fan, and happy birthday tomorrow, Jim.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
I've been listening to you guys, since you guys were the lead-in show for Night People.
Oh, yeah, Night People.
So, yeah, big fan.
Wow. That's a long time.
Yes, it was.
I didn't know we had listeners all the time.
Oh, yeah. We have a couple. Alex is one, which is lucky.
I count double because I listen to you on the radio, and then I download the podcast.
Wow. You're a podcast listener.
Wow.
That's exciting.
That's amazing.
I didn't even know we had a podcast for the longest time, and now I found out that we did, so that's great. That's great to know. Thanks. And, Alex, I've been following you on Twitter for quite a while. You have the Twitter account at NBA Cat Watch. And do you want to explain to people what that is?
Sure. NBA Cat Watch is the world's leading/only journalistic enterprise dedicated to chronicling the intersection between cat ownership and the National Basketball Association. So on my Twitter page and then on the website, NBACatWatch.com, I try as hard as I can to find out which NBA players own cats, love cats, like cats, dislike cats, or are allergic to cats.
Okay, now
the last couple things have been new as I've been doing.
So you're adding things.
I was cat allergy sufferers.
Yeah, I was going to say, because people could love cats and still be allergic to cats and not be able to have a cat. But you're actually tracking which NBA players own cats. And I noticed that on nights when there are NBA games, you post which players are playing that night who are cat owners.
Yeah, just so if the casual fan needs an entry point into figuring out who to root for. I think that might be somewhat helpful.
Okay, that's good.
Well, I see Ben Simmons owns a cat. Well, how do you pronounce Ben Simmons' cat's name?
Well, he has two cats.
Oh, he has two cats.
Possibly three.
Uh-huh.
So originally, Ben Simmons had a cat named Bagheera, which I believe is a Jungle Book character.
Okay.
And then I got a actual journalist to confirm the name, the ownership of this cat. And then we never saw that cat again. And then a month later, we saw another cat named Nala. And since then, there has been a perhaps third, perhaps second cat, depending on what happened to Bagheera, that is, as of now, unidentified, the name. He has not sort of posted the name, so that's on my list of things to accomplish.
Wow.
Find out his name.
Of the second NBA cat.
And I see that you often tweet to sports journalists and ask them to confirm things for you. You ask them, you know, like, if there's somebody who writes in a particular market with a particular player, you ask them to confirm that that player owns a cat or does not own a cat or something like
it's
that.
Surprisingly more successful than tweeting directly to the athletes.
Wow.
And, yes, actually, I've been able to get a lot more information from journalists confirm cats. We just broke a story last week about a player who had two cats, and then we learned since a tweet that I found from 2013 of his, that both of those cats died. So R.I.P. Cricket and R.I.P. Whiskers.
Oh, Whiskers died too, because I was following that on your Twitter, that Frisket had died, but I didn't know that Whiskers was also dead. That's very sad.
Yeah, that was via a journalist who asked the question about Whiskers and Frisket.
Can
in
you
the
imagine,
locker room after a game.
Yeah, can you imagine like being a player in a locker room or at a press conference after a game and a journalist that you've seen before that you know that asks normal questions suddenly asks you, like, did your cat Frisket die?
I think that, these players are human, you know, and everybody.
They are?
They're players are mostly human.
Hardly any of them own
Except
Boston
Meta,
Terriers.
Meta World Peace or whatever.
He's not human.
But, I mean, like, you got to think that, they have the same experiences as most of us. Like, they have, cats and dogs and they must have cat sitters.
Yeah.
That would be a good, you should have on the Cat Watch page, people who are willing to sit, you know, cats for when, you know, the players are out of town or whatever like that. Like, I'll come
Take
over and sit your
cat
or whatever.
Well, I'm not sure about the liability issues around
Oh, yeah, good.
cat sitting for
Aspen. Yeah, that's,
however,
yeah.
I when I was trying to determine the name of Spurs guard Tony Parker's cat,
mm-hmm.
someone put me in touch with their cat sitter, with Tony Parker's cat sitter, but I decided that there is probably some sort of ethical bond between cat sitter and cat owner, so I didn't actually contact that person for any further information.
That was...
Could you have like cat sitter confidential, like a thing where you say, well, yeah, you know,
you
I know that you're the cat sitter.
You keep it anonymous.
Yeah.
Like I don't know if I'm comfortable diving into the tabloid world of cat journalism. I'm trying to be above board and mm-hmm. doing things according to the rules from the one journalism book I checked out from the library 2 years ago.
That's
well,
good.
It seems like you're raising a lot of money for animal shelters and selling a lot of T-shirts
Catwatch,
and stuff
yeah.
like that. I mean, it seems like a great...
Yeah, that's something that it's not just a joke. I mean, you're actually...
A joke? This
well,
isn't a joke?
NBA Catwatch, I mean, it sounds kind of silly, you know, until you
yeah.
figure out, like, how...
I don't think it's silly at all.
It started out as a joke, obviously.
Yeah,
project,
right.
Because, you know... it's kind of a ridiculous thing to spend hundreds of hours trying to catalog which NBA players own cats.
Catalog.
But I started selling T-shirts and other pieces of merchandise, and so far, to date, I've raised $14,000 for animal shelters around the U.S.
Wow.
But I had to put a pause on that because my wife opened a PayPal tax statement for $22,000.
Wow.
And she's still mad at me.
Wow.
Yeah.
It wrecked
yeah.
our taxes, and yeah. I'm trying to get out of the doghouse and form a non-profit. But hopefully I'll be back doing that in a few weeks.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I hope that you get that straightened out. It seems like you weren't making any money, so I think, you know, there should be...
The IRS will understand.
They might.
You know, I've always worked under the assumption that if you're doing a good thing with money, then you don't have to report it.
Well,
and
no, it's
the
not.
The accountant
not,
I just started working
yeah.
with told me that is actually not true.
That's not the law.
That's not true. Yeah, doing a good thing is not.
That's
the
not
good
technically
thing, but,
tax law.
But you know, if you're just passing the money along, I think you could. Well, I don't know. I'm not an attorney. What do I know?
You're not a CPA.
Not yet. We have questions that our listeners tweeted in to ask you, so I'd like to ask
sure,
you some
shoot.
Questions, Alex. Okay, Alex from NBA Catwatch. On the Super Bowl halftime on another channel, they have the Puppy Bowl and they have the Kitten Bowl. Listener Andy wants to know, why did the Puppy and Kitten Bowls stop naming the participants after real players? They used to give them like these kind of punning
you know, like
names.
Like Ben
Roth
Posburger or something,
something
like that.
Something, yeah. Why did they stop?
I was at a bar for the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first minute of football I had watched in years.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, but I was trying to get people to turn it over to the part of the Puppy Bowl, and I could not convince anyone to turn it over on the halftime show. So unfortunately, I missed the names of whichever cats or dogs appeared in the Puppy Bowl.
Okay, so we don't know the answer to that. I didn't know that they had stopped them from making those names.
I didn't. I've never seen the Puppy Bowl
seen it?
Or
I
the Cat Bowl.
I've seen it.
I'm usually watching the Super Bowl.
Well, they used to have the kittens come out at halftime of the Puppy Bowl, so it was like the puppies played and then the kittens came out, and then somebody decided that wasn't fair to cats, so now they have a separate thing.
That's not fair to cats?
They have a pre... Yeah, I don't know. It was like making the cats be like the halftime show, and they didn't think that was fair. They thought the cats
I don't know. Cats have their own thing. Dogs have
I guess.
Their own thing.
Listener Bob asked... is there any? Have you found any correlation between cat ownership and basketball ability? So, do the best players own cats, or the, you know, anything like that?
I don't see a direct correlation. There are NBA All-Stars who have cats.
Mm-hmm.
There are also rotation players, and there are also journeymen who are now overseas. So,
mm-hmm.
it's sort of a wide range of basketball abilities.
Mm-hmm.
However, I will say that four of the last five NBA champion teams featured a cat on their roster.
Wow. All right.
The Cleveland Cavaliers snapped that streak last year.
They don't have anybody who owns a cat?
No. But the Golden State Warriors and then the San Antonio Spurs and the Miami Heat, so the three teams that had won championships before that, all featured at least one cat owner.
I'm surprised because I would think that most teams would have you know, several people who own cats. I mean, cats are, you know, popular pet.
Incredibly popular.
I mean, I don't know. That just surprises me. I don't know what the
It's just unconfirmed, right? Like, we just don't know.
We don't know.
Maybe we just don't know who they are.
What's the percentage of cat ownership in the overall population, you know? And then what's the percentage of cat ownership on NBA teams as far as we know, you know? I mean,
well,
it seems like...
Well, as of right now, I have found 25 total cats that are currently owned or recently owned by current or recent NBA players. Hmm. But that's over 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about... there's probably 500 people in the NBA,
right?
And there's a turnover. So
right, I was just going to say there's turnover.
It's much smaller than sort of the distribution among the general population, I think.
Gallup says that 29% of the American population owns a cat, and 44% of Americans own a dog. I don't know how that seems high.
No.
But I guess it's not.
No. Dogs
are Gallup's good. Right.
Gallup's except, always right.
Except when they said Trump wouldn't be president.
Yeah, fake news.
Boo!
Fake polls. They're wrong.
All the polls are wrong.
Everything's wrong. Okay, listener Bob says, why don't announcers ask players about their pets? But I think, you know, obviously some journalists do, some reporters do.
Yeah, I mean, there's some.
So
yeah, I think perhaps game time is... There's maybe more questions that an announcer would have preferred to ask.
Other than cats.
Yeah, I've actually been in contact with some announcers. I know the Indiana Pacers play-by-play announcer on the radio.
Oh, nice.
Actually, I've sort of gone back and forth with him. He's given me a little bit of information about cats. So
okay.
I'm slowly expanding my list of sources and trying to get into more locker rooms via actual journalists.
Would they not let you into the locker room? I mean, we got press credentials, and look at us. You know, I mean, can't you get?
We're not even asking about cats. You know,
yeah,
we're not asking about anything important.
We're just
at all.
Reading haikus.
I think
haikus
maybe not asking about cats has maybe helped your cause.
Oh,
all right.
I think sometimes when I step outside of the bubble of the cause that I'm working on, I find that finding out about cat ownership of NBA players is less important to some people than I would think.
I don't know. Why don't we get Alex? Like,
yeah.
we could make Alex our NBA correspondent, our official NBA correspondent. Maybe we could get him like WFMU press credentials if he was
sure
part of Sportsy Talk. Right?
I mean, he's.
Do you think?
If we want, then
he'd have like a little freedom card like we have, and he could go around.
I'm sure we could make one of those. It didn't seem that hard.
All we need is like that template and a thing.
Who's the most surprising player that has a cat in the NBA for you, as personally? Who was you most surprised had a cat?
Huh, that's a good question. I guess, yeah, you got me kind of stumped there. Ben Simmons, I think. Younger players tend to actually not have cats.
Well, I watched a whole documentary about him, and they hid this cat
info. Rookie getting a cat, you know, in his rookie year, and then another one, and then possibly another one. I still haven't figured out that third cat situation. That was a big deal. Players that own cats tend to be perhaps a little bit older and oftentimes have family members, wives or living with other people and not young men on their own. So I'd say probably Ben Simmons.
That's interesting. Listener Kevin asks, he says, are there more purebred cats or mixed breed cats owned by NBA players? Do you break it down by breed or do you just say cat?
I can tell when I can look at them. I'm not sort of having a separate list for the two, but it seems like there's quite a few purebred cats. JaVale McGee of the Warriors has a sphinx named Raja.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. I was like,
sphinx.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the hairless cat.
If you look at Raja's Instagram.
I'm looking at it right now.
Raja,
it's terrifying.
Wears little vests or
oh, he wears little
chains.
Clothes. Yeah, a lot of times they have to put little clothes on sphinx cats to keep them warm because they don't have their own fur. Furless cat.
And Ben Simmons has two Savannah cats, and I've noticed those kind of popping up every once in a while in cat ownership.
Yeah.
I'd say a majority of them have mixed breed cats.
Yeah, Savannah cats, aren't those the ones that look like little cheetahs or something? I mean, they look like little wild cats of some kind. And those seem like they'd be like badass cats that, you know, an athlete might want to have if you're going to have a cat.
Do cats enjoy watching basketball?
Oh, I know the answer to that, but let's let Alex answer it. Go ahead.
My cats don't.
Oh, they don't? I was going to say, I always thought that basketball was like the perfect sport for cats because you turn it on TV and it's just guys going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And the cat can just like watch it. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I mean,
the dribbling of the ball seems like something the cats would enjoy the motion of, definitely.
Hmm. But your cats don't. How many cats do you have?
I have two cats.
Okay. And?
They're locked away in the other room right now because they were being bad, so I didn't want to interrupt my radio interview.
Okay. And do you have any dogs?
No.
All right.
Not that I'm averse to dogs in any way. I think there's a false binary foisted upon people.
Yes, I agree. You don't have to choose.
Person. I agree.
I love all animals.
That's great. And we love you, Alex, and we thank you very much for being on Sports
Talk.
What
would be
today?
The easiest game, NBA game, for you to attend, a home game?
Why, are you going to get him tickets?
Well, I am in the Chicago area. So,
so you would go to a Bulls game if you could?
Bulls or the Milwaukee Bucks, if you want to say.
Well, that would be real easy for – yeah, I mean, that will be real easy for us to organize.
Wait, what are you getting him tickets?
Well, just reach out and try to get, a little cat coverage. There must be somebody we can contact. That lady from the Patriots told me I couldn't interview Gronk moments after it happened.
Yeah, okay.
But we should send, we should say it's National Cat Month or something like that, and send our correspondent to cover one of the games.
All right.
In Chicagoland.
Okay.
Or possibly
I would appreciate any help that you can give me, Jim and Bronwyn, and also anyone listening. If you find out any tips about players who own cats or have preferences about cats, please let me know.
All right, we'll let you know. When Jim sobers up from the tequila, he won't remember that he said anything about this.
I will listen to the show later.
And he'll remember.
On the podcast.
All right.
Also, Jim, I vote keep it.
Keep the blonde hair? You think it looks good? People say I look like a psycho killer. I don't know. I look crazy.
Well, that's good. That's a good look
on you.
That's
a good look for me?
Yeah, it's an improvement.
Terrifying?
Yeah, it's an improvement. Terrifying is an improvement.
All right, cool.
Thank you so much, Alex, and we'll look into making you the official. You are the official NBA correspondent.
We'll try to hook you up with some something. Press passes of some kind.
Something. We'll see what we can do.
Thank you so much, Jim and Bronwyn. I really appreciate it.
Okay,
and
thanks
for being
with
us.
All right, bye-bye.
Hi, David.
There. He said hi to David. I think it was.
Oh, he likes the show.
I think it was.
I didn't know that we had, I know we have listeners.
We have listeners.
But it's
That was Alex from NBA Catwatch. You can follow his adventures in determining which NBA players own cats on Twitter at NBA Catwatch.
And go to the website, nbacatwatch.com.
Mm-hmm. And I like his slogan for NBA Catwatch. He says, we're trying to figure out which NBA players own cats happens.
Well, that's... That's where greatness happens.
Their little
thing.
No, he's great. So now we have an official correspondent. We have an official.
I'm sure we can get him Bucks tickets. Bulls tickets might be hard, but Bucks,
maybe.
Man, they'll have anybody come to those games.
Probably. We have. We also have our Chinese soccer correspondent, listener John in China, who's going to follow.
Well,
Chinese
soccer is going to be huge because they're buying up all the British players and dragging them out there.
And that's why we have an in. You know, like we're like probably the first American radio station to have an official Chinese soccer correspondent. I bet we are.
Mike Francesa's been dying to get somebody to talk about soccer on his show.
But Chinese soccer, no less. I think we have a call.
It could be Betty.
It could be anybody. Let's see. WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
Hey, Bronwyn and Jim, it's Station Manager Ken.
Hey!
Hi, Station Manager Ken. Greetings.
How you doing?
We're doing well. I'm so thrilled that you're calling in. This is a real honor.
Well, I tuned in late, so I hope I didn't miss it if you already talked about the drones at the Super Bowl.
No, we didn't touch on that. We talked a little bit about the Super Bowl, but I'm denying that it happened, and I'm saying it's fake sports. So we didn't talk about the drones yet. Would you like to talk about that?
Yeah, I was really pissed off, because I heard that Lady Gaga was going to have 100 drones.
Yes. Didn't she?
I didn't want to watch the game at all.
No, why would you?
But then I wanted to watch Lady Gaga and the drone.
Yes.
So I turned it on, but I guess I missed the first minute.
The first minute of her, it was pre-taped where she sang "This Land Is Your Land" and
no, but the drones were
and
the
then
end.
Jumped off the thing. It was like instead of crane shots, they had drone shots.
Somebody
said that she's coming down the ceiling like Spider-Man, so I turned it on.
Yeah,
and she was coming down the ceiling like Spider-Man, so I figured, I hardly missed it. She's just making her entrance.
Yes,
on her cables.
Yes,
and then she did her stupid medley.
Mm-hmm.
She said hi to her mom and dad. That was cool, actually.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Yeah,
that was good.
And then at the end, it they make it seem as if she's launching 100, or as if 100 drones are being launched.
Yes.
From her act, but they weren't really.
Uh-oh. You're saying there's a drone gate?
Well, I thought the Pepsi in the sky, the Pepsi words
in the
sky. There was Pepsi in the sky, and I thought that was supposed to be spelled out with drones. Wasn't that spelled out with drones?
Right. Yeah. That's all I saw. I saw the fake drones get launched, and then they go to a Pepsi logo.
That's it.
And that was it. And that was all I saw of the drones, and I couldn't believe it.
That's all there was of the drones.
And then it turned into an Intel logo.
Okay, I got
some... I didn't see it turn into an Intel logo.
I got some bad news.
What?
This is from Bloomberg.
It was CGI? It wasn't even real?
The synchronized swarm of 300 drones lit up the night sky behind Lady Gaga, morphing into an American flag as she recited the Pledge of Allegiance. So maybe you did miss...
When was that? I missed that, too.
That was the very beginning, and I missed it.
I didn't see that
either. That was all pre-recorded, because you can't fly drones over people.
Right. The whole thing was recorded several days ago.
Yeah, because she's up. So she's up on the, like, allegedly, she's up on the top of the, they open the dome.
Yeah.
And she's on the top of the thing singing songs. But it's clearly, pre-recorded.
How did I miss that?
You're not going to jump onto the field from 5 billion feet.
Like the lip-syncing equivalent of drones. It was like, you know, they weren't happening there.
Ken, you have a drone, don't you?
Yeah, I have two.
We've been going
two
back
drones.
And forth about his drone. We have big plans for his drone.
We have big plans for your drones. I think you should make up to everybody who missed the drones on the Super Bowl. I think we should work out a way to make that up to them here on WFMU.
Okay, I'll have to make sure they still work and everything.
Okay.
People on the boards, Ken, are saying that Stashu and Michelle are trying out for the morning show next week. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Wonderful news.
Monday and Tuesday is Stashu, and then Wednesday is Michelle.
That's
great news. And then, so tomorrow's Billy Jam again, and then I'll be Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like quite a lineup.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it's been so much fun. It's been great.
It's been a lot of fun. I've listened to every show, and I have detailed notes.
You have detailed notes?
I do. I've made notes on everything, yeah.
Oh, good, yeah.
But I've really...
Share them with me.
I will. I've really enjoyed it, though. I mean, I think it's been interesting, at least, and surprisingly good. Sometimes there are people on some of these tryouts that I would, like, happily listen to every
Everybody
morning.
I've heard has been great. I mean, everyone's doing a great job, so.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, it's been fun that everybody's been, you know, putting their own take on the idea of a morning show.
That's what I thought, yeah. I mean, some people are really different, you know, and do some different things. Yeah, I've really enjoyed it a lot.
And I guess Stashu is going to do polka in the morning.
All right. Yeah. I love that. I love Stashu's show.
Yeah,
a morning
wonderful.
Polka show. Yeah.
That is what people demand.
That will get you going, that's for sure, right?
Yep.
Okay, can we have other calls? So thank you much.
More calls?
We have lots of calls. We have people at home. Thank
you,
Ken.
Thanks for the call.
WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
Oh, my God. I was going to ask what you guys thought of the halftime performance, but you guys took it right out of my mouth.
I think we took care of that. Who's this?
This is Listener Mike from South Carolina.
Oh, hey, Listener Mike. Listener Mike was on Clay Pigeon's morning show.
Hey.
Did you hear him?
Probably.
He called in. Clay Pigeon was taking calls on the air, and Listener Mike called in, and Clay Pigeon had him go outside and stand on his picnic table and scream, "I love you, WFMU," as loud as he could. It was awesome.
Were they able to hear it from New Jersey?
I could hear it up here.
Oh, good.
I have a song I have to sing.
Okay,
I have to sing.
Go ahead. Sing.
Happy birthday to you.
Yay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jim. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I never thought I'd last this long. I thought I'd be dead by now.
Well, you should be, the way you drink. I guess you're just like preserved in alcohol.
It's like Keith Richards or something.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike. We got another call. But
we got what? How many
we have
calls
another call.
We
have? Thank
Happy
you
birthday.
So much.
Thanks
Thank
a lot,
you.
Man.
Thanks for the call. Listener Mike, one of our favorite South Carolina listeners. WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
Hi, this is Rooster and Scott.
Rooster and Scott, greetings. Boy, we haven't heard from you guys for a while. What's going on?
Well, a couple of messages from Scott. Number one, the last touchdown of the Super Bowl was not reviewed, and Scott said there might be some question there, but you're probably already talking about that. What Scott really wants you to know, Jim, is that he's really looking forward to hearing you on the morning show.
Really?
Wow, that's great.
See, I'm a little nervous because I have never woken up that early. So I have no idea what time I'm going to get here at maybe 6 p.m. the night before.
Yeah, you're going to have to just
start sleep
pulling,
here overnight. Yeah, I have no
pulling.
Idea how I'm going to be able to get up that early.
Yeah.
So who knows what's going to happen?
No one knows. We'll have to find out.
And I'm going to drop LSD at like 5 a.m.
Oh, you are
so
not.
I have no idea what's going to happen
God,
on the air.
Oh, my God, don't do that.
You will rise to the occasion.
I'm sure you
Something
will.
Something will rise.
Something will happen. Something will happen. We know that. Wow. Well, that's great. So you'll know that Scott's listening, Jim.
Oh, that's great. I need listeners.
Yeah, you do.
Scott's listening.
Okay.
He's listening right now.
Shout out to Scott. Thanks a lot. We appreciate that you guys are there. Okay, we got to go. We got another call.
How many calls do we have?
We have calls and calls.
And it's good to talk to you. I'll talk to you next time.
Thanks so much, Rooster.
Thank you, Rooster. We're glad to hear from you again. I was a little worried about Rooster because I hadn't heard from him in a while. I just had to bleep myself.
What?
Did I bleep myself in time? I hope I did.
Yeah, you have 7 seconds.
Oh, yeah, I know. That was really stupid.
Why did you say that?
Well, because I thought I missed the call, and then I looked, and then now the call's not there. So I guess they hung up. I guess they were upset that I swore
on
the air.
That you swore
on
the air.
That's terrible. I never do that. I don't even use those words.
Bleep that.
Don't say that. You can't say that. You cannot.
Did you bleep that?
I did bleep it.
We don't have any more.
You can't say that. Well, don't say anything else then, golly. What are you going to be like on the morning show? You're going to be crazy.
You can't. I'm going to look that up. I'm going to see if you can say that.
You
better, we have a whole segment
ask.
On that.
You do not have. Oh, God.
FM okay. Mike said, I was proud to stand on my picnic table.
Thank you.
Anonymous
you know what?
Frequency says, loved Billy Jam in the AM.
Yay.
He completely slaughtered all those other
you
guys.
Know, okay, now, if you're going to yell, you can't yell
just
directly into
excited.
The mic. I know. And then what happens is that then you turn away from the mic, and then you're level
I'm softer.
Yeah, you just have
How's
to like...
How's this? It's like I'm right in your face.
That's fine.
Is that okay?
If you're just consistent.
Yeah.
I can handle it if you're consistent. If you're crazy pants, I can't do it.
If you're crazy... If I'm good. Crazy pants?
Yeah, I can't do that.
I'm usually crazy pants.
I know you are. That's part of the charm.
Oh, Cat in Chicago, wish me a happy birthday. Hello,
hey.
Hello, Cat in Chicago.
Hey, listener Cat in Chicago. She's I wonder great. If listener Cat in Chicago knows Alex from NBA Catwatch in
I
Chicago.
Don't know.
He's in Chicago. People are in Chicago should get together. We used to have listener meetups like all over the country.
I would like a listener meetup at my house.
Okay,
like
have one.
Tonight with the tequila and possibly
good.
Some nudity.
All right, that's fine.
Just if anybody's into that.
Putting it out there. Okay, good. So, there's other sports.
There is? What other
there's
sports?
There's other sports.
I know that you've turned the page and you're already looking forward to baseball, but you know the Yankees are going to come in like fourth place in the
Shut
AL
up.
East.
Fourth place in the AL East.
Be quiet.
The Red Sox are going to win the World Series.
No, they're not.
Against
they're not
the
even,
Cubs.
They're not going to get. The Red Sox aren't going to get.
They are. They got that Chris
not.
Sale.
Yeah, I don't care.
Where's Betty? Betty will agree with me. She knows the Yankees are coming in last place.
Oh, somebody weird is calling on that line.
How do we know it's weird?
Because it's the wrong line. Speaking of, you know, the New England Patriots and an entire team of douches, douche of the week this week.
Yeah, who is the douche of the week?
Grayson Allen again of Duke. He tripped another guy.
He
tripped another guy in a game. Grayson Allen is a college basketball player. He plays for
He can't
Duke.
Help himself. He's just crazy and he
He's,
loves
and
tripping
they,
people.
And they keep, he just trips people out on the floor. He
Did he get
know,
in trouble for it?
Yes. It's like he trips people, he gets suspended.
I'm angrier at him because he looks like Ted Cruz.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That makes me angry.
Yeah. And also, he has a name like, you know, one of Batman's wards.
He sounds like
you
a
know,
guy
like
who ought
Grayson
to play for Duke.
Grayson Allen. Yeah, it's just terrible.
No, Grayson, Dick Grayson was the name of one of...
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm
Robin.
Saying.
Robin.
Yeah, Grayson Allen sounds like a
He
ward.
Does look like a troubled man who looks like Ted Cruz.
He's not a man. He's
a man-child.
Child. Speaking of children,
yeah,
athletic children, there's a coach in Paterson, New Jersey. His name's Juan Giles, I guess.
Who?
He's the coach of one of the Paterson basketball teams, high school basketball team.
Oh yeah, what happened with him?
He I think it's the Paterson East High School Ghosts.
That's the Ghosts is the name of the
Ghosts.
Team. That's pretty good.
The Ghosts, yeah, that's a pretty good name. He is the coach of the team and he has 6 minors boys from Puerto Rico and I think Nigeria.
Yeah.
Living in his apartment.
That happens.
And
is that a thing? Is that what?
Yeah, apparently they all play on the team, and okay, they all claim that he's their legal guardian, although there's apparently no paperwork to back that up. And some of them were going hungry. He wasn't like feeding them enough. Even you'd think if they're on the team, he'd like keep them, you know, fed. But apparently they had like no food at all on Thanksgiving, and they had a loaf of bread to keep them going for like a week.
You got to stay hungry.
Right. So this team is in the top 20.
Because they're starving.
Statewide, right?
Just like
New Jersey.
It's like,
yeah,
if you win, I'll get you a burger.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So they have to. They're playing for food. We'll play for food. Nobody knows how they got into the country or where they came from exactly or anything or who they are. And so Child Protective Services, like, saw them, you know.
You know, you just can't have any fun with those guys around.
No,
Child
I know.
Protective
Services. They're always ruining everything.
Just throwing
they?
A wet blanket over
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, that's too bad. So they came and grabbed the players, and they're looking into the situation now, apparently.
Oh, Betty on the board says she does not agree that the Yankees are coming in fourth place.
Thank you. Thank you, Bullpen Betty, our official MLB correspondent. We have our correspondents now. This is pretty good.
Betty's superb. She's my favorite.
She knows everything, yeah.
Even though she's a Yankees fan, I think she's divine.
I'm a Yankees
every sense of the word.
Fan.
I know you're a Yankees fan, but I'm saying that of the other people who call into the show.
All right.
You two are the only Yankees fans around here. You burned Mr. Met.
So.
We can't go to a Mets game.
I wrote to the Mets
to try to forgive us.
Why would I want to go to a Mets game? You didn't write
They're
to the Mets.
They're going to be good this year.
I don't care.
I did write to Mr. Met.
They're
I
pathetic.
Apologize to him for burning him on the
you
air.
You did not.
Although this year we're going to give away one of my kidneys on the air. So stay tuned for this.
Yeah.
I'm on hold. I'm in the... I was going to give my kidney to some guy.
Yeah, you saw some random guy on the internet who needed a kidney.
Yeah.
Right?
His name's Evan.
Evan Rando, and you like
his name's not Rando.
you offered.
I felt bad, and I offered
my
kidney.
You offered up your kidney. How drunk were you when you offered your kidney?
I was
to
pretty.
This guy?
No, I do. I do crazier things when I'm sober.
Were you sober when you dyed your hair orange? That was kind of
yes.
Yes. Okay.
Why?
Well, right.
You said that looked good.
I like it.
And then you agreed with someone that I looked like a crazy murderer.
You do look like a crazy murderer. Maybe I like that.
You like that?
Maybe
you
I like
the
that
bad
look.
Boys.
Yeah, I like
who
that.
Might
look.
Wrap you in plastic and leave
yeah,
you in the river.
Could
what
happen.
Are you talking about?
Yeah, you know. Come on. I like that. So so you were going to give your kidney to this guy. And who, I mean, your
there's
kidneys.
There's someone, I'm second.
Your pickled kidney, you are not second.
I'm second.
Who's first?
Some other guy.
Some other hobo.
Hobo?
Some other hobo alcoholic living in a cardboard box in front
hobo.
Of Penn Station. Is it his first in
no,
life?
No, some other
why
guy.
Is this guy. Why doesn't this guy want a good kidney? Why is he looking for your kidney?
He's in stage four renal failure.
Oh,
he's
dude.
Taking any kidney
oh,
he can
God.
Get now.
Oh, Lord.
Carmichael on the board says, Martellus Bennett refused his
yes.
White House invite.
Yes, I saw that. Martellus
there's someone
Bennett,
else.
Another
there's
one.
Some
there's
other?
Another player on the Patriots who also is refusing to go to the White House to meet Trump.
Well, a lot of people were cheering against the Patriots because there was a lot of Trump. Like, he's friends with Tom Brady. He's friends with Belichick.
He's friends with Kraft, who's
friends
the owner
with
of
Kraft.
The team. Yeah, and so
they're just all rich guys who hang out.
All,
you need rich
all,
friends.
They're all trumped up. Right, so the Patriots are all trumped up, and traditionally the president welcomes the winner of the Super Bowl to
the
White
Bowl
House.
Come over or whatever.
And so, good for Martellus Bennett, and good for the
Martellus
other
Bennett's
guy
actually
that
a
we
super
can't
fascinating, interesting guy.
Oh yeah, he's fantastic. He and his brother will just say anything. They are
no, they're
so
really
outspoken,
fun.
And
they're like
great.
Really fun and great.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Trump.
They're both great.
Patriots. No, I'm looking it up. I think it was, I don't know if it was the, because Tom Brady was the MVP, but like then said, fine, you know, James White, just like go to Disney World and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it was James White or another
no,
player.
It wasn't James White. I would remember if it was. No, it was Martellus Bennett and somebody else. I think his last name starts with a B, but I don't remember who it is.
Martellus Bennett. Devin McCourty will skip the White House.
Oh, good. Okay, that's not the one I was thinking of.
Devin
yes.
McCourty is a Rutgers player. He's a cornerback.
Oh, yeah, there were a lot of Rutgers players in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
To make New Jersey connection since we're a New Jersey station. Yeah.
Belichick keeps drafting the the secondary from Rutgers and stuff like that. I don't know why, because they get blown out by 70 points to
all the time. Rutgers,
all the big
Rutgers
teams in the Big Ten and stuff like that.
Game. Yeah, they're terrible. But Somehow they work out well for the Patriots.
This says, famously in Boston, Tim Thomas refused to go and meet Barack Obama because he's a giant racist. So he was the Bruins goalie a few years back. Baltimore Ravens lineman Matt Burke refused to attend ceremonies.
Yeah.
For when the Ravens won in 2013, because he's a giant racist. I have no idea.
I guess.
But I'm sure most people want to go to the White House and, you know, have the tour and, you know, goof around and whatever.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I mean, it seems like it's a thing you'd do if you had the chance to do it. But I don't know. I respect those guys for not going.
Yeah,
and it's got to be harder for them because they're on a team that is so Trump connected. You know, I mean, their coach is. You look what Belichick does to people if he doesn't like you. He traded that guy to the Browns.
Jamie Collins.
Collins is an excellent player.
I have a lot of luck with my calendars this year. I had a calendar last year that was a Chicago Cubs calendar, Wrigley Field calendar.
Yeah.
They won the World Series.
Yes.
And then somebody bought me the Patriots calendar for 2017. Yeah. They won the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So the Jamie Collins is the guy for February. So I was like, wait a minute, this is bad. Maybe we're jinxed.
Jamie Collins is the February guy for 2017.
He wanted a big contract. It was like halfway through the season, and Belichick just goes, no, we're going to trade you to some other team. And so he goes to Cleveland.
He traded him to the Browns, which is the terriblest team.
That's the worst
team. And it was just like, it was such a... Screw you, Collins.
FM Mike says, Jim, we told you this already. You should only give your kidney to listeners.
That's right. We should, yes.
So if you're a listener and you have B positive blood and you're in stage 4 renal failure.
Oh, that's why you're second in line, because you have a weird blood type.
That's not a weird blood type, is it?
Yeah, I think B positive is like unusual, isn't it?
I have no idea.
I think so.
My mother has it.
Yeah, well, that's why you have it, goofball.
I have no idea. how chemistry works or biology.
Biology or anything.
Hey, Linda Lee says, are the morning shows archived? I'm going to say yes.
Yes, they are. They are archived if you go to...
hey, it's Devin.
201... No, wait. Was it WFMU.org? Go to WFMU.org.
Devin, what's on the island tonight?
Don't hurt
him. Did I hit him in the face?
Yes, you hit him in the nose with the... You did. You hit him in the nose with the mic.
No, it was very close, though.
You're swinging that around like
a crazy...
What's happening
tonight
on the island? It's a much belated tribute to one of my favorite rock drummers.
Who's that?
Who passed away on the 22nd of January.
Oh.
Jackie Liebesite from Cannes.
Oh!
So I'm doing the soundtrack. He's in a lot of soundtracks that people don't realize.
No, I didn't realize.
Wow.
He
besides
was.
Canned soundtracks, which are
that's interesting.
Wow.
All right, well, cool. That's a nice tribute tonight. Listen on Mark Twain Island. I haven't said this, and I meant to say it every week. And
what?
And
that
listener
you like
Mike,
my hair?
No, listener Mike from South Carolina.
Yeah.
When he called in, it reminded me that we have another listener in South Carolina, which is listener Ralphine, and I have to say that I am the official. Listener Ralphine, Sportsy Talk co-host for 2016-17. But that's about to change in a few weeks. So
well, with the marathons coming up.
Yep, so I got to say
it now.
You're
going to adopt me. You're going to adopt Bronwyn.
Don't adopt him.
If you adopt me,
I
will get a tattoo of your name written on my face.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will. That's very possible.
Don't forget that the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show is coming up next
Monday.
Who do
we think's
going to
win?
Tuesday. Okay, there are brackets. We are having a listener challenge.
Are we?
Yes, if you can go to on our Twitter, I think we listed it, and also Purina.com. If you go to look for WKC Bracket Challenge, and there's an official Purina dog bracket that you can, and fill that out, and then send us your choices, and we'll put you in the running for a dog prize here, some kind of dog-related prize.
Listener Carmichael says Brady refused to see Obama during the thing, but I think he just had something else to do that day. Like it was a bad.
Oh, yeah, like you have something else to do that you can't go see the president.
You see the president like 5 times. They win every year.
That's ridiculous. We have to go.
We do?
Here's what I say. You know what? We didn't play the Falcon song yet.
There's a Falcon song?
In the gloomy palace, sad Falcon eyes. Sad falcon eyes. In a horror only eyes.
There. Yes.
Poor Falcons.
Poor Falcons.
They really should have won.
Do the thing.
What thing?
I'm not going to talk about it. They did win. Many people are saying that the Falcons won.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM and all over the world. You can listen to us online.
at WFMU.org. Download our app at the App Store and listen to us all the time. Never stop listening.
Never. Thank you for inviting us into your home tonight. May God bless.
To hurry back. chariots can burn. Calling number 1, 2, 3.